And this summer, as we've shared the last couple Sundays, we're reading through the book, the letter to the Ephesians, the book of Ephesus, or the book of Ephesians in the Bible to the people that were living in this town called Ephesus. Today our reading is from chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. It should be projected behind me here in a moment. And at this point, this ends a moment in which Paul is really honing in on the identity that Christians can have, that they can live securely knowing that they have been chosen before the foundations of the earth and that nothing can take that away. He's affirming that truth. Next week, we're going to transition to chapter 4, where Paul's going to challenge the Christians for godly living and new living in Christ. But once again, let us be encouraged with these words in chapter 3 about our identity in God. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and width and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.